Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply in app only.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Week 15 of the NFL season, it's already underway. Thank you so much to the Falcons and Buccaneers for getting us kicked off last night to talk about what we can expect this weekend, what we might expect over the next month as the regular season comes to a close. Joining us right now is someone who covers all things NFL for the New York Post. Welcome back to the show, Ryan Dunleavy. Ryan, welcome back, man.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm very well. I mean, based on what we saw last night, and Falcons with that comeback victory against the Buccaneers, things aren't great in the NFC South, but we know that the Buccaneers are going to have two chances against the Carolina Panthers. Do you think they're ultimately going to emerge, or the Panthers going to hold on to this one?
I don't know. I mean, the Bucs are so clearly the better team, but sometimes the better team doesn't win these things. Like, the Panthers have the Panthers have the mojo. They're the overachieving team. The Bucs are the underachieving team. I do power rankings every week, JR, and, like, it's hard to believe, but I had the Bucs number one at one point in the power rankings. They were, like, 4-0 or something like that, or 4-5-1. And they've just fallen apart. I think they've lost 6 of the last 8. If you're asking me who wins, I'm going to go with the Panthers because I just think they're a team that has a little mojo right now and has a little bit. They're overachieving. They look like they're having fun on the field, and the Panthers and the Bucs look like they're miserable.
Well, you talk about overachieving. I mean, we see a lot of these young teams who are making some moves in the NFL. This is a game that I'm really looking forward to seeing. At the 1 p.m. slot, it's probably going to be cold. Maybe it's snowing. We got Buffalo taking on New England, 1 p.m. Eastern time. We know New England is sitting at the top of the AFC East. We've had people saying that Drake May is an MVP favorite over a guy like Stafford. What are your thoughts on New England? Can they realistically win a championship this year? Are they the best in the AFC?
No, I don't think they're the best. I think they're going to see the best in the AFC this weekend. I think it's the Bills, and I think the Bills need to send that message this weekend. I think this is my Sunday column in the Post. It's online right now. This is the Bills' best chance. Like, it's not their best team, but you don't always have to have your best team. I talked to Jeff Saturday, who was with those Colts that were knocking on the door forever in the early 2000s, and he, like, their best team wasn't the 2007 team that won the Super Bowl or the 2010 team that lost the Super Bowl. It was the 2005 team that didn't win a playoff game because Mike Vanderjagt missed the field goal against the Steelers. So best team doesn't always win. Sometimes it's the team that's playing hot at the right moment. This is the Bills' chance to show that that's them. And sometimes it's your playoff draw. And look, if you told me before the season the Bills were going to get a playoff bracket that didn't have the Chiefs, Ravens, or Bengals in it, I would have said they're going to walk to the number one seed. And they might be 5 or 6 in the AFC. I can't remember the last time a 5 or 6 seed in a conference was going to be, you know, the majority pick to go to the Super Bowl. But I think that's what it's going to be as long as the Bills finish out strong here.
Well, Ryan, let me ask you this. I mean, historically speaking, over the past half decade or so, you could look at the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, of course, and the Ravens to be there competing for the title. We know the Chiefs have come out on top. Are the Chiefs and Ravens completely cooked? Of course, Baltimore has a little bit more life, but what are your thoughts on Kansas City and Baltimore for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Chiefs are cooked. Yes, I don't think it reminds me a little bit of like the Warriors in hoops. Like, it doesn't mean the dynasty is over, right? Like, they went to those four, I think it was four NBA finals in a row, and I think they won three of them. And then they didn't even make the playoffs for 2 years. And then they came back and won another championship. And, like, it doesn't mean to me that the Chiefs are done. Like, maybe Travis Kelce retires and they sign Kyle Pitts, and we saw what Kyle Pitts could be last night. Like, it does, as long as Mahomes is there, as long as Reed is there, it doesn't mean it's done. But for this year, I think the Chiefs are cooked. The odds are just too far against them. They can't win their division. They're fighting an uphill battle for a wild card. They could lose again this week. I mean, they haven't been this far under 500 in the Andy Reid era. I think they're done. The Ravens? No. I mean, I think they're a game back of the Steelers. They still play the Steelers once. They obviously have the better team. It's just a matter of how healthy is Lamar Jackson. He doesn't look healthy. He doesn't look like he's willing to run that much. The defense is starting to get back into shape. That was a touchdown to Isaiah Likely. I don't understand how it wasn't. That would change the whole outcome of that game, the whole outcome of the playoff picture. If you're asking me, I'll pick the Steelers, but no, the Ravens are far from done. I mean, if I'm picking the Steelers, it's 60-40. I think that could still be a coin flip. And if I'm not mistaken, JR, I think they play in week 18, like, or they play week 17, like, whatever game that is, that's an early playoff game for all of us.
Ryan Dunleavy is here with us, covers all things NFL for the New York Post. You talk about the Steelers. Of course, the big news, unfortunately for them right now, is that their future Hall of Fame end got a needle in the lung. Are they just cursed this year? Like, is it a bad season for this squad? They're winning, but they're just, it sucks.
You know how many fan bases are listening right now, JR, who said, wait a minute, a cursed season is being 7-6 and in first place in our division. Try telling the Bengals or the Jets that's a cursed season, you know? It's crazy that happened. It reminds me, I don't know if the details are exactly the same, but do you remember Tyrod Taylor?
We talked about it. He was getting medicine, and you got this guy, T.J. Watt, he's getting a dry needle in his, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens. I'm not a medical expert. The coaches always get to plead the fifth on that. When we ask them about injuries, they always say, I'm not a doctor. So I'm going to plead the fifth and say, I'm not a doctor. I don't know how that happens. But yeah, I mean, look, it has been a crazy season for the Steelers, but I think it's a little bit of the Mike Tomlin magic that we're still sitting up here talking about a 7-6 first place team. Not a Super Bowl team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably not even a team that wins in the playoffs. I wouldn't hate being the 5 seed. If I'm, you know, who's going to be if I'm the Bills and I have to go to the Steelers that in the first round of playoffs, that doesn't scare me at all.
Well, let me ask you this. Speaking of being scared, Houston is on a 5-game winning streak right now. We saw them knock off the Chiefs. We know Phil Rivers, maybe not. I don't know why the hell you bring him in if you're not going to start him, but he's back for the Indianapolis Colts. Are the Houston Texans being overlooked?
Yes, because everybody's looking at them as, oh, these are the same old Texans who win the crappy AFC South every year and then play the 4:30 Saturday playoff game. And maybe sometimes they win, maybe sometimes they lose, but that's it. That's the end of their season. And I think this is a better team than that. This is a team that won 3 games with Davis Mills at quarterback. This is a team that has the best defense the Texans maybe have ever had. This is a team that can run the ball. I think this is a team that is in competition in a good AFC South. We're used to chalking up the AFC South as the AFC South stinks. Well, the AFC South, their numbers compared to the AFC North over the last 8 years, they pale in comparison. Well, this year, they're the better division. Third place in the AFC South would be winning the AFC North. It's totally on its head this year. So this is a team, if they get in the playoffs, all three of those AFC South teams, I wouldn't discount the Jaguars, too. Hmm. I think either one of those teams, could get hot and win a playoff game here. I would not discount. I say yes, we are overlooking the Texans if we dismiss them. Look, the whole AFC is crazy, JR. If we're taking out the Bengals, Ravens, and Chiefs, then any of these teams, like we're gonna look at it and say like, oh wow, how could the Jaguars get to the AFC Championship? How could the Texans get to the AFC Championship? Anybody's going to be new, basically. Anybody but the Bills is going to be fresh blood.
Well, let me ask you this. You talk about a playoff-caliber teams. We got a playoff-caliber matchup between Green Bay and Denver. We know that the Green Bay Packers have now jumped in front of the Chicago Bears. They're not getting a lot of attention. I mean, they've been able to pick up Micah. He's been an amazing addition to them. Love is certainly on a heater right now. They've had to deal with injuries to the wide receiver room. How do you feel about these Packers as they get ready to take on this great defense of Denver?
Yeah, I thought the Packers were the best team in the NFC before last week. I doubled down on it after they beat the Bears. Actually, the Bears showed me a lot in that loss. I kind of thought they were a paper tiger, and they hung in with the Packers. I thought the Packers were my preseason NFC pick to go to the Super Bowl even before the Parsons trade. Doubled down on it after the Parsons trade, tripled down on it now. I think they're the most complete team. They have depth, even at a time they're starting to get healthy again at receiver. Obviously, Kraft is down, but I think the Packers can beat you a bunch of different ways. Their only losses are games they fell asleep, like the Browns, and they have another terrible loss. And whenever they play a good team, they rise to the occasion. So they're only going to face good teams in the playoffs. I like the Packers. I think they're the best team in the NFC. And you're right. This is a playoff game, Broncos-Packers. The Broncos tend to win all these close games. It'll be really interesting to see if they're able to do it against the Packers. I pick the Packers.
Yeah, Green Bay is rolling. Oh, let me get your thoughts on the Los Angeles Rams. I think they may have the MVP, Matthew Stafford, on their team. What are your thoughts on the Rams?
Yeah, I mean, Stafford would probably get my vote if it was due today. He is having Devontae Adams. I had a conversation with somebody before the season, you know, just feeling out like, what do you like? What did you think of this offseason? What were the big highlights? Somebody said to me, you didn't give Devontae Adams signing with the Rams enough credit. And I was like, really? He was okay with the Jets. Wow. And they're like, no, you're just thinking of Devontae Adams, the player. I'm thinking of Devontae Adams from a schematic standpoint. And they're like, if you put him on the edge of a Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford offense, and you get to basically have him either be singled up or he's doubled and it opens up everything, the Rams are going to score a million points. And like, I texted that person like last week or the week before that, and I was like, you know what? You nailed this. Like, Devontae Adams looks prime weapon right now. Stafford, the way he takes care of the ball, it's not just the touchdowns. It's, you know, other than that one hiccup against the Panthers, I think he has no interceptions in seven or eight games. Just the young defensive line. Everybody was wondering how they were going to do it without Aaron Donald. Then they picked the first round picks, first and second round picks from Florida State along the defensive line. And now their defensive line looks back to where it was. Like, it's just a team that I think can beat you a lot of ways. And I think Sean McVay, he's going to give you an advantage on the sideline pretty much every game.
Well, we got a lot to get into, a lot to pay attention to. I know we got Detroit and Los Angeles, and we talked about Green Bay. I want to thank you, Ryan, for coming through and dropping some knowledge about the upcoming schedule and what we may see. You know, following this week, the NFL season is slowly but surely coming to a conclusion as we race towards the postseason. Please tell everybody where they can follow you and all of your work with the New York Post.
Yeah, thanks. Me on X or Twitter at RY, the first two letters of Ryan Dunleavy, whole last name, like the basketball family, RY Dunleavy. and nypost.com. The sports section has all our NFL coverage. If you're a masochist and want to read about the Giants and Jets, or if you just want to read, like I said, league-wide coverage, I have something on the Bills this week. I do a weekly NFL column on Sundays. Something on the Bills this week. Next week it'll be on the Chargers. And we just on we go towards the playoffs.
Yeah, we're getting closer. Yeah, if you want some real pain, follow the teams closer to New York City. That'll do the trick. Hey, Ryan, we'll catch you soon, okay?
Thanks, Jeff.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to Ryan Dunleavy. He covers all things NFL for the New York Post. Yeah, if you like pain, yeah, hang out with the Giants or the Jets. You want a chance to win? Go to Western New York and hang out with the Bills. The actual only NFL team that plays in New York State. Jets and Giants in New Jersey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNC supply and app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Downy Rinse fights stubborn odors in just one wash. When impossible odors get stuck in,
rinse it out.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back. And I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.